today, Springfield's investment in solar energy. The Eubora Awards are announced. Small business funding in Springfield. Are you missing a lottery ticket that could be worth $100,000? And how about the Amherst to Amherst to Amherst Challenge? Something a bit different for the Valley.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Today is the day, just for the fun and the lure of it. All eyes in the nation are on that furry little critter to find out if we have more or less winter. Do we cheer on the groundhog today or serve him up? Here's your forecast. Mostly cloudy. Chance of afternoon showers. Highs near 42. Winds south 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of rain 30%. Now for tonight, cloudy. Chance of rain. Showers are in the picture again, possibly. And a low of 31 degrees. And variable cloudy chance of rain near 60%. The ultraviolet index today at 1. The humidity 79%. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno, Chief Administrative and Financial Officer T.J. Plant, and Executive Director of Parks and Buildings and Recreation Patrick Sullivan have announced that the City of Springfield will purchase 100% of solar energy from the Fort River Solar 2 LLC solar array in Amherst, Massachusetts, with a 10% discount rate on electricity for municipal buildings. This agreement could save approximately $1.6 million in electricity costs over a 20-year period. This investment continues Mayor Sarno and his administration's commitment to Springfield's Climate Action and Resilience Plan of reducing the city's carbon footprint and utilizing green energy initiatives while saving municipal costs on electricity. Springfield Museums announced the annual Eubora Award and a Hottie Youth Award ceremony will take place virtually Saturday, February 12th, from 6 to 8 p.m. Please purchase your tickets at springfieldmuseums.org/Eubora. The museums are also gratefully accepting donations to match a generous anonymous challenge donation of $10,000 to fund the newly established Ahadi Scholarship Fund. Now in its 30th year of celebrating leadership by people of African heritage, the Eubora Award honors Robert C. Jackson as an exemplary philanthropist and humanitarian. The Eubora Award and the Ahadi Youth Award, conferred by the African Hall Committee, annually are awarded to African Americans from Greater Springfield who have above and beyond demonstrated commitment to fields of community service, education, science, humanities, and the arts. The award ceremony will be held in the fall with more information to follow. The Springfield American Rescue Plan Act team announced today that the second round of ARPA RFP funding awards under the small business and nonprofit categories. The city's ARPA advisory committee has reviewed the ARPA RFP applications from 6 small businesses and 5 nonprofits, and upon their recommendations, Mayor Sarno has approved their ARPA RFP applications in total. $650,735 has been awarded. $265,550 to the small businesses and $385,185 to the nonprofits. Check your drawers and coat pockets for a mass cash lottery ticket that may have won $100,000. According to Mass Lottery, an unclaimed $100,000 mass cash prize bought on February 4, 2021 is about to expire. The winning ticket was bought at a 7-Eleven in Draycott, Mass. 1217 Mammoth Road. Now the winning numbers are 3, 11, 19, 30, 35. The final day to claim this reward is Friday the 4th, coming up, and prizes from the lottery that are not claimed become part of the lottery returns that are distributed to all 351 cities and towns. The Northampton Health Department is offering walk-in COVID vaccine booster doses starting Thursday, tomorrow, the 3rd. This will be at the Elks Lodge Vaccine Clinic at 17 Spring Street, Florence. Now, these doses are open to all members of the public ages 12 and older. The clinic offers Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. And although the CDC, the Mass Department of Public Health, and the Northampton Health Department strongly recommend Pfizer or Moderna instead of Johnson & Johnson, Pediatric doses of vaccine for children 5 to 11 years are still available by appointment at several locations. Regional mobile vaccination clinics are also being offered in surrounding communities by appointment. Have you heard about the Amherst to Amherst Challenge? Amherst, New Hampshire, Amherst, New York, Amherst, Mass, and Amherst, Nova Scotia have challenged each other to see which community can walk, jog, hike, snowshoe the farthest in February. Now, whichever Amherst tracks the most miles for the month of February wins the competition. This competition is not just walking. It can be other activities. You can run, you can ski. Community members will track their miles online using the honors system. The challenge is only for the month of February, so Amherst residents should get moving. The Power of the Purse, a Women's Leadership Council initiative. Join the United Way's Women's Leadership Council for the Power of the Purse. This is to give a hand to women in need. The WLC is aiming to collect 300 used purses in good condition, as well as items to fill them, to distribute to women in need. Now, each purse will contain resource and referral phone numbers, websites, info collected from area agencies. In addition to collecting and donating items in bags, please spread the word to your friends. Now, you can also join WLC to assemble the purses. That's 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Springfield Service Center. That's on Harrison Avenue, 1441 Main. You can park in the TD parking lot, and they'll validate your parking. You can RSVP for the dates you'll help out: Friday, February 18, Friday, February 24, Friday, March 4. Are you a DD Perks person? Well, if you are, you've got a free coffee coming your way today and every Wednesday in February. Now, to redeem the free coffee offer, DD Perks members can pay with an enrolled Dunkin' card, order on the Dunkin' app, or scan their loyalty ID at checkout. Coffee lovers not yet enrolled in DD Perks can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or the ddperks.com, so they don't miss out on the slump-defeating treat. On both February 9 and February 16, guests in Springfield have a chance to win a $5 Dunkin' gift card at a Dunkin' Swag. One person will also win the grand prize. The grand prize is a pair of tickets to a Boston Bruins home game. This is Identity Theft Awareness Week. So now is when security experts say that you should take steps to better protect yourself. Massachusetts had the very, very highest rate of identity theft cases reported in the country in 2020. Springfield Milagros Johnson, the director of the Mayor's Office of Consumer Information, said identity theft can impact people of all ages and can have lasting impacts on your life. He said while you can't completely prevent your identity from being stolen, there are some steps you can take to lower the risk. Well, thank you for being with us for our program today. Our next show up online Thursday morning tomorrow at 6 a.m. and available to you on demand throughout the day and night, right here. This program is called Brad Shepherd Today, a service of Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.